Portichel Foundation is proud to introduce you to Superior Educator Brad Besnan from UN Trout Creek Schools. Mr. Besnan is just incredible. Everything he does is successful. His basketball team is always a winner, and the band and choir concerts are amazing. He is able to teach a whole class of elementary kids instruments, music, and they put on amazing concerts throughout the year. If you know an amazing educator like Brad, go to superioreducators.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Superior Educator.
Welcome back to segment two of Copper Country Today. On this Memorial Day weekend, I'm Todd Van Dyke. We're brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation. Learn about them at phfgive.org. Of course, a lot of folks are out enjoying the great weather that we have in the Copper Country this Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure the ATV trails are filled with happy riders who are enjoying the Copper Country. Some of them are local residents, some of them people who are visiting from out of town, taking advantage of the trails that we have here. Those trails are a gem, and they're put together and run mostly by local effort, volunteer effort. And I thought that we would check in with the Keweenaw ATV Club. So Daryl St. John, the president, is here. Michael McMahon, who is the trail coordinator, he is in the studio with us as well this morning. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having us.
Yep. The trails in this area are important for so many different reasons. First of all, because we have a lot of people who live here who enjoy them. I assume you both do.
Oh, absolutely.
And secondarily, they bring a lot of money, tourism dollars, into the Copper Country. Do you have a fix on how many visitors come into the trail system that you ride, or is it impossible to quantify?
We don't have anything right now, but we were talking to Kevin Storr at Portage Health, and he's going to try and put together something, an accountability on that trail down there in Lakeland, and the one that we lost and that we're rebuilding right now.
Yes.
And he's going to do a study on us and a count on machinery and that's going through there and stuff like that. We don't actually have a solid figure. We never did.
Well, it's kind of a nebulous thing. It's not like they have to check in or pay an admission fee or anything like that, other than the sticker that you are supposed to be getting, and most people do and some people don't. Other than the sticker that you're supposed to be getting for the permit for your vehicle, there's no way really to count people, is there?
No, absolutely not.
No one realized the economic impact of the trails until the main trail from Dollar Bay to Lake Linden got closed.
Yeah.
The floods. And it was a major impact, not only for Lake Linden and Tamarack, that reaches from Twin Lakes all the way to Copper Harbor.
Sure, because there are people who would come in and want to do that whole route all the way up.
Absolutely.
And they'd look and say, oh, wait a minute, that segment isn't here, so I'm not going to do any of it. I'm going to go someplace else or plan some other type of thing. The Keweenaw ATV Club, you are one of several in the area, in the region at least, that help to maintain these trails, and we'll give credit to My Trail, which works hard in Ontonagon, the western portion of the Upper Peninsula, the new Baraga County Trails Authority that's been formed, that has taken over management and is overseeing an expansion of trails in Baraga County, and a lot of other clubs as well. So while we're focusing on the Keweenaw ATV Club, credit being spread around to all of the clubs across the region here who make these ATV trails possible. And of course, Daryl, we know that a lot of people just take these trails for granted. They just figure that they're there.
Initially, when the club started, it was to develop trails because so many gates and cables were going up. Property was getting sold, and what we used to ride on was getting closed off. Formed the ATV Club to try and establish a trail system. Got a lot of help, got a lot of volunteers, a lot of people are interested. But now the trail system is developed, a lot of people take it for granted. They go out and they ride, the trails are signed, they're well maintained, and they don't believe there's really any effort into maintaining these trails. But it is a tremendous effort on our part.
What kind of things do you have to do each year to make sure these trails stay in good shape?
We've got the DNR funding that is supporting our club and stuff like that, and it's all user-funded. It's signage, insurance, maintenance, culvert replacement, grading, pretty much everything to do with a trail system. And we have to do that yearly, so it's a year-round process. In the winter times, the snowmobile club kind of takes over, and they do their thing also. But we're the maintenance, we're the groundkeepers basically. Maintenance on gates, various other things. Daryl, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, because the snowmobile clubs, they don't really care what's on the ground.
Right.
Exactly. When,
if the ground is visible, they're not out there.
Yeah.
The ground and such is you guys.
Exactly.
And you have to send volunteers out there if there are tree falls, if there are mudslides or things of that nature. It becomes a real challenge.
We've got one project going right now in Eagle Harbor, and it's graveling 1 mile of trail, and it's about $45,000. So it can get really expensive out there. But we maintain pretty much the whole of Keweenaw and a little bit in Houghton County here. We have the Frieda North Trail, but it's an expensive procedure. We apply for a grant every year, and they give us X number of dollars, and we spend that every year.
Yeah, that money, most of what you use for the trails does come from the state, but
right.
The state does not own the trails,
no.
And you, of course, involve yourselves in additional fundraising as well.
Right. But it is user-funded, though.
The state owns Calumet to Hancock to Dollar Bay through Lakeland and back to Calumet. They own that loop.
Okay.
Going north out of Laurium up to Copper Harbor, that's all designated trails, arranged for and maintained by the ATV club. We also do maintenance and brushing and signing on the state-owned loop also.
Okay, so they own it, but you're responsible for maintaining it.
Yes, and all of our money that we apply for grant, as Mike said, it comes from a fund from the trail stickers that you buy. There's not $1 of tax money that goes into this.
Right, which is why we encourage everybody to buy those trail stickers.
Yep, it's all rider
funded. Some people try to get away without it. I mean, it's not like there are cops out there along the trails looking for them, but fair is fair. Come on.
Right.
You're using the trail. It's not like they're costing you a year's salary or anything.
We also have something, too, that we failed to mention. It's a private trail system in some certain sections, and we maintain those private permits every year, and we have to honor them, and we do the same thing: insurance, signage, maintenance, keep up to date on things. So
yeah, and you know, the advantage to having that portion of the trail that's owned by the state, that's stable.
Right.
That's not going to change,
right,
unless the state comes in and makes a big change in it.
Right.
But those sections that go over private land, that's not terribly stable, because property owners change hands, situations change, and all of a sudden you've got a situation where somebody is saying, well, I know we let you do it last year, but not anymore.
Right.
And then you've got
It has happened.
It does happen. I was talking with someone who manages one of the other trail systems in the area recently, and a large property owner withdrew permission, and they're frantically at this point trying to put together workarounds and new trails and try to change it. And it's really tough because the signage was already up. The trail was already in shape. Now you've got a whole bunch of new trails you've got to put in, new signs you've got to put in, and hopefully you can make it work. But it's like dominoes. One falls and a whole bunch of them go with it.
We just finished a thing with the Nature Conservancy up in Keweenaw up there, that 32,000 acres that they purchased. And the whole idea of that was that the trail system was getting broken up by private individuals buying again, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Keweenaw County got together, the hike bikers, the snowmobile, ATV, and pretty much the people of Keweenaw. And they put that together, and they asked the Nature Conservancy if they would sponsor that as an interim buyer, eventually, hopefully, to go to the state. And we've proceeded and got to that point that they purchased it. So what that does is it secures our trail system up there. And we're working with the Keweenaw County commissioners right now to ensure that stays private, our private trails stay on that segment forever.
Yeah, and we had those folks on the program last week. And if folks missed that and would like to hear about the progress on that, go to our website at KeweenawReport.com, look at Copper Country Today, and you can listen to that program that we did with them last week.
Yeah.
with an update as to what they're doing with that situation, and it's been a remarkable thing for them to do, to come in to stabilize and keep public a whole lot of property that was able to be used by the public for a period of time, but it was privately owned.
Right,
exactly. And now hopefully it will be publicly owned.
Yeah. Well, so. TRG was the main property owner in the Keweenaw, and they've been very, very good to us. They're managed by AFM, American Forest Management, and they work well with us, and they pretty much give us whatever we needed, and they help us develop trails and such. But again, they still have a real estate side, so they do sell off property as it becomes available.
Well, so, and they are a company. They have obligations to stockholders. Yep. They have obligations to good business. And if they need to sell property, they need to sell property. And fortunately, they were able to sell it into an organization that will do its best to make sure that it remains accessible.
Yeah. So, they push for that also for the same reason, just to keep the land intact. The trail systems and such.
We've got to give a lot of credit.
It was a great effort all the way around.
It's great to see a company with a conscience like that and a public-spirited group.
We have to give a lot of credit to Eric Steyer, who manages AFM, American Forest Management, who manages those lands. He stuck by us through thick and thin. So.
Yep.
Talking with Daryl St. John, he's the president of the Keweenaw ATV Club, and Michael McMahon is the trail coordinator. You mentioned the Lake Linden Trail a little while ago, Mike. Yep. Let's talk about where we are with that. Severely damaged during the Father's Day flood. Of course, it's on that the lower portion of that grade that goes up Quincy Hill. Water came down, and the damage, I don't think people perhaps realize how much damage was on that trail. That trail was basically wiped out.
It took care of pretty much 7 miles of our trail. The map that I was showing you earlier, you can't see it, but there's 341 sites that are identified that have to be repaired one way or the other. Something has to be remediated on it. And I think it went out, all the bids went out. There's 7 bids right now, and there's several different contractors out there working right now to remediate some of these problems. So,
well, and we had another rain recently, which would have caused more damage and probably did cause some more damage. But even if the trail had been healthy, we'd be out there doing some repair again on it.
Yeah.
What efforts are being made as part of this rebuild to make the trail more secure to these big rains in the future?
They're going with concrete culverts, which will outlast the steel culverts. That was a big issue. A lot of the culverts rotted through.
Yeah.
They're removing a lot of the old culverts from the upper railroad grades, so we don't have an issue with those blocking and damming up again. That was the big problem.
Most of those sites that Daryl and I had looked at earlier before the Father's Day flood, and they're called launders, and they were alongside the trail, and they were filling up with water. Long and short of it was the culverts weren't being maintained. They were getting plugged up and stuff like that. So hopefully there's a program put in place after all these new culverts are installed and everything.
That was going to be my next question. Who owns the culverts? Who owns the land? Who is responsible for keeping this drainage open? I mean, some of these drainage things were set up back in the mining days.
Right.
Somebody owns the property, but probably had no idea that they were there. And if they'd been maintained, we would have had less damage. But who's responsible ultimately in the future?
The DNR is a DNR grade now. They made sure that the new trail is on the DNR property. So it will be partly our responsibility to keep an eye on them and let the DNR know when there's going to be a problem, if we can foresee it before it happens. But like I say, there's 341 sites, so you got to kind of a continuous maintenance program on these things.
Well, and given the hill, the grade that goes up, I'm assuming that some of these problem sites are not on the trail itself, but they're way up the hill, quarter of a mile up the hill. There's a drain that's blocked, and all of a sudden water's spilling around it.
Right.
So somebody has to keep an eye up there as well, I guess.
The last flood that came through Lake Linden about a month ago was caused by a blocked culvert damming on second or third grade up beyond the DNR property.
Yeah.
And that area failed. Fortunately, when it came down and hit our trail, it didn't do any more damage. It won't affect our completion of this project.
Good, good. So we're on track. Do we have a timetable as to when that trail might be able to reach?
They're shooting for...
Stop laughing when I talk about timetables here.
They're shooting for November so they can get into the snowmobile season.
Okay.
That's what they're shooting for.
That's why it made me chuckle, because when you said timeline, it said the trail has to be open when the snow flies.
Okay.
And that could be September.
September 30th, good heavens. So, around here, that's not the kind of deadline you want to create.
No, but
that could be August.
I'll tell you what, there's some talent out there, and it's all the contractors are local.
I loved the way, somebody explained this to me a while back, that they had split this up. You mentioned earlier, they had split this job up, so it wasn't one big job that would have to be done by a major contractor who would be coming in from out of town.
Right.
They split the bids up so that local contractors could bid on them, and I really appreciated that.
That was a good plan. And they're out there now, right now. They're really going after it, and looking at the progress they've made already, and it's early yet.
Yep.
I don't see any problems with them finishing by fall. The weather cooperating, of course.
Knock on wood, because the snow might fly by, Labor Day.
Yeah, we got a lot of talent out there. They're doing a good job. Yeah.
Just really quick, if I could mention, there's B&B Contracting from Calumet. There's DP Construction from Houghton area here. Baco Construction, Blue Line Construction, and Michael DeLean Construction from Barriga. So they're all local guys.
Good on those guys for going out and working on it, and good on the state for putting it into a way that our local contractors could bid on it, and we could keep that money here in the Copper Country, because
absolutely,
that then gets recycled. Our people have work. Our people buy at local stores. So that's a big economic primer for our area. How much is the price tag for this? What did it come out to?
We're looking at $8.5 million. But we haven't got the final figures. It's going to be probably towards $12 million, I'm guessing.
Wow.
But there was remediation done on these sites beforehand. And that money's in there, too. So we'll get you the final figure when they're
when we know what the project is.
Yeah. But it's somebody said you should be able to pave that for $8 million.
Well, and that's one of the reasons, and I think perhaps people don't realize how close we came to losing that trail completely.
Absolutely. It put a lot of people in danger when that washed out, and that was on your radio station many times, but we can't afford to have that happen again. So this remediation is needed. Whether we had the trail system or not, it was needed. So you might as well build the trail system back, because people are going to use that original trail system anyway.
Yeah, that probably would have been a problem, and it certainly wouldn't have been safe,
right, exactly,
given the condition it was in, and people would have been cutting around those areas where the culverts had washed out, and people would have been hurt had they gone back and wildcatted that.
Just right after the floods, we saw a bunch of remediation going on to prevent further flooding and further erosion, and then it died off. We didn't see anything happening. So we invited ourselves to a meeting down in Barriga, and we said we're not leaving till we get answers. One of the answers that we got was they're considering naturalizing the trail, which means abandoning it.
Yeah.
And we
That's a euphemism.
Yeah, we found that completely unacceptable. We came back and talked to Kevin Storr. He knows everybody in the Poor County area.
Yeah.
And he put together a group. We had a meeting to have a meeting. And we finally did it at the courthouse. We had county commissioners. We had McBroom and Markkinen. And we had a DNR rep. We had local businessmen. We had Tourism Council, Chamber of Commerce. We had a formidable group there. And we all were on the same page that trail's going to get fixed.
And I had heard that from a couple of different sources over the last several years, that maybe this was a kind of a good moment in terms of galvanizing and focusing support on these trails, that all of a sudden everybody was together on a effort that had been kind of piecemeal up until then, and it really impressed some people down in Lansing that all of these different groups, state representatives, we give props to Representative Markkanen and Senator McBroom and our county officials who all came together and said, right. This is important to us, listen to us, and right. Take heed.
Yeah. We're in constant contact with Markkanen and McBroom. And one of the issues they had was they said it was difficult to convey downstate what we were going through up here. They view this as like their national park to come up on weekends. Well, they brought a bunch of the lawmakers from downstate up into the area, and we took them up behind Lake Linden, showed them the damage. They also took them around the area and showed them like Calumet Electronics and KRC and a lot of these businesses around here and showed them that we're a viable part of the state economy.
Yes.
So after that whole tour, they had a better understanding of what we were dealing with as far as the repairs and how important it was to the area. And then the money started to appear.
Well, and just the word trail implies something casual.
Right.
You know, if you're talking highway, that implies something urgent. Right. If you're talking trail, that implies something casual, and it is far from casual.
Right. It's a huge economic impact.
We put together a grant every year. We apply for funding ahead of time, a year ahead of time, and I think it's at 100.
This is our maintenance. This is for this year. We got $146,000 that we spend on trail maintenance. Last year was about $154,000.
Next year.
When we first started out, nobody could see, because we were replacing culverts or ditching. It wasn't very visible. But now that we got the trails up to a certain standard, now we're doing improvements, we're graveling, and people are starting to see the work that we do.
Major signage effort over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
Emergency posts put out so that you can, if you've got a problem, you can identify where you are to direct people to come out and assist
you. That was a brainchild and effort by Joe Schneller.
Yes.
He did a heck of a job there.
Yep, and it was a great idea and great support for that, and it makes things a whole lot safer. Let's talk about the club, the Keweenaw ATV Club. You obviously maintain these trails, so there's work involved. I assume you do fun things, too?
We try. Actually, when we have to go out and look at a failed culvert, it's an excuse to go for a ride.
Well, why not?
But, yeah.
You know, and any excuse is a good excuse.
Right. So. Anything that's beyond what we could handle personally, and we do got a great club.
Yeah.
We have no lack of volunteers to go out and do maintenance and such. But anything that's larger than we can handle, we put out on contract, and we have a lot of good local contractors that work well with us.
If somebody wants to join the club, either because they would like to help maintain the trails, if you use the trails, you do have some obligation here. If you enjoy the trails, recognize that there's some obligation on you to help keep them in good shape. But if people are interested in joining the club, how do they go about that?
We have a website, keweenawatvclub.com. We have a presence on Facebook. And
you have monthly meetings?
We have our monthly meetings. That's what I was, we do advertise in a radio paper where our meetings, usually they've been in Hubble at the VFW building as of late, first Monday of the month.
We try to get those on our community calendar at QNRReport.com.
We do have the opportunity to open more trails, but we're stretched so thin maintaining what we have that we do need additional volunteers to step up and help us with the maintenance. Generally, what it requires is a ride twice a year to go out and inspect the trails, make sure the signs are visible, that they're in place.
And the operative word being ride, which is what we like to do in the first place.
It's a good excuse to get out.
So.
We have to do that twice a year to maintain our grant status with the DNR. We have to turn in a report to show that we are actually out there
maintaining monitoring, working it. Yep.
And from that, we get our grant approvals.
All right.
And this is an all-volunteer club. There's nobody gets paid here.
Nobody gets paid. It's all volunteer, but it is, you know, many hands make light work, and it is the kind of thing that I think a lot of people may be surprised how much they would enjoy it if they were to get involved with it.
Well, when you go out and do something positive, too, especially for the community, it kind of gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Absolutely,
you know?
and recognizing that it's not just for you, but it's for all of the businesses in the area. It's for all of the people who work in those businesses in the area. Everybody who brings a trailer load of ATVs up here from Milwaukee or downstate or Wisconsin or someplace like that, they bring money, too. and we need that money. And the last thing I want to hit as we close out the program here is, as we talked earlier, much of this is dependent upon the generosity and good-heartedness of landowners over which these trails go. Please obey the rules. Mm-hmm. Please make sure that you are polite. Please make sure that you are respectful, because those trails can get shut down at any time if there's a problem, and then a lot of people get hurt. So etiquette is very important.
Yeah, they have to respect everything that's going on out there. A lot of people don't understand it, but the gates go up for a reason, a certain time of the year, to keep the people out because it's muddy,
yep,
stuff like that. And they've got to respect all of that stuff. Sometimes they don't understand it, but they got to respect it.
Got to wrap things up, but Daryl St. John and Michael McMahon, thank you for your update here on Copper Country Today.
Thank you.
And thank you for your support.
Yeah, appreciate it.